Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you motherfucker. Okay. All right.
Brand name, like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it, I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is when you chop my dough down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5%, and then you call it Blue Magic, that is trademark infringement. You understand what I'm saying?
Trademark.
I am here. It's your girl, D. Scott. It is September the 29th, 2015, on this beautiful New York fall day. I'm sitting here eating this cranberry orange bread that I made for this little boy because he has braces and he's spoiled, and I made chicken soup over the weekend, and I made lentil soup yesterday, so he's trying to get his situation together because he had to just get braces just to cure a little overbite. I'd rather just get it done and over with now. So anyway, tonight's show is it's about because I really don't talk too much about, you know, being, you know, a mommy, just because, you know, people that are closest to me, and I try to keep my son out of, you know, the mix or whatever. And tonight's show is about loss of innocence. And what triggered the name of the show is because Burning Man is a festival that goes on, if I'm not mistaken, out in the desert out in California. And the original concept of Burning Man, from what I've seen, it goes back like 20 years or something like that. And they build these huge sculptures. They burn the shit down. They build an entire city, like a little town, that's self-sufficient for an extended period of time. I think it's like weeks. And people dress up as fairies. Dallas Austin has been known to go there, you know, different celebrities and artists and things like that. And just people, you know, it's a architecture dreamscape, you know, so to speak. You just have all this open space, and then they come up with the concepts. And, you know, so I watched a documentary on it, and the people that actually originated Burning Man actually got married years later. So I saw a sculpture from there, and it was a sculpture of two people, you know, one male, one female, that's what it looked like, and they were back to back, and they were sitting with their heads down, and inside it, because it almost looked like a cage, inside of it you see two little kids, two little sculptures of children inside these two adults that are sitting back to back with their heads down. But the two children, you know, they're facing away from each other, but the two children were facing to each other. And so what that represented for me was the fact that we as adults get so caught up and so many of everyday issues that we forget not so much to smell the roses, but just to allow things to just be as they are and just realize, like, fuck it, I can't control it. So with that happening, my son comes home from school today, and this has been a long-standing issue. My son is in an accelerated program, you know, for smart kids, and he's been having an issue with this kid for the last 3 years, and I talk about it, and he's written about it in his book because, you know, I like to have documentation when shit like this goes down, because if my son beats the fuck out of this little boy, I want to say, no, we're not paying the hospital bills, because I told you motherfuckers on several occasions for many, many years. So it's a little white kid. And obviously my son is huge. My son's a big boy. He's 150 pounds, 5'2", in the sixth grade. Yeah, he's 11 years old. But again, my ex-husband is 6'5", you know, 280, and I'm 5'6". So this boy keeps, and I've done a pretty decent job, I think, of explaining to my son, you know, words hurt, you know, worse than fists do. So, you know, just kind of verbally, you know, jabbing back. But then it started getting to a place where last year or the year before, he called my son a nigger. He and my son did nothing because I've taken the power out of that word in my home. Yes, he's aware where that word comes from, and yes, he's aware the negative connotation, but he's also aware what that word means. Same thing with, he called my son a faggot, you know, and, you know, obviously my son looks at it as the dictionary word of faggot, bundle of sticks, so on and so forth. So because we have knowledge of these words and, the origin of them, it takes the sting out of it when someone says it to my son, because I don't want him to be the stereotypical black kid that's just going around fighting everybody, because you know how many times I get called a nigger in a week? I'm sure. You know what I mean? I'm sure they ain't going to say it to my face, but I'm sure, you know what I mean, that I've been called, and I've been called that in real life, you know, and I write about it actually in my book, Stay in Your Lane, A Diary of a Hot Mess, available on Amazon and Kindle, or you can go to my website at www.stayinyourlane123.com and order it. But I talk about it, I think I was in the second grade, right around my son's age, and this happened, same area, but I was on the bus, and I didn't know what it meant. So, you know, now I have my son coming home, and he just looks, you know, emotionally exhausted. He's going through this prepubescent period where, you know, he's finding out that friends are not his friends, and now his old best friend, who has actually gone on vacation with us, who has actually been at our house, you know, hung out with us, slept over, you know, the whole spiel, is now not his friend over some girl, and it's just all just very too much. You know, because you're 11 years old, you shouldn't be worried about that. And so now you start to see things get complicated, because my son doesn't really understand, like, well, why does this person not like me? Why does this? And it doesn't matter. Like I told him, it doesn't matter. So now we have a situation where the same little kid is bothering my son, taking his lunchbox. Now, again, I just told you, my son is bigger than me. He's 150 pounds. He's 5'2". So when I say he's bigger, he's thicker than me, you know. And that's a problem, because this kid is probably not even 5 foot, maybe 110 pounds. But if my son throat chokes him to the floor, now we have a fucking problem. And now it's the big black boy beat up the white kid. And I'm really trying to avoid that, because my son obviously is going to junior high school next year, whether we're here or whether we're in Texas. He has to test into those schools, and those records have to be sent. So what I don't want is for him to have a tarnish on his record, because the school, the administrators, the teachers, they failed to do their fucking job. So in typical crazy fashion, because my mother was one of those parents, and so was my dad, that would like pop up on your ass at school. You know, yeah, you're telling me this, but what are you doing? Because I tell my son, tell me the truth, what did you say to him? You know, this, that, and the third. But it's to the point where he's like, Mom, it's too much. He's like, I'm trying to eat lunch. He's taking my lunchbox. He called my son a devil today, called him an asshole. And these are all things that happen either in gym or in lunch, because the primary teacher is not there. So I said, well, are you telling your lunch ladies and things like that? He says, yeah, I'm telling them, and they're not doing anything. And I'm like, right. But then the minute that you take him and you choke slam him through the floor, now we have a problem. Because I'm telling you right now, I could put this on God. He has a violent history, and my family is extremely violent. You know, and I'm not talking about because we shoot guns and shit like that. Our tempers are horrible. So I don't even want to unleash that level of Batman in my child. And so I'm struggling with, do I just have him beat the fuck out this little boy and take the L and let him get suspended? Because that's what my mom has done. These girls keep fucking with you. They doing this, doing that. Next time she do something to you, beat her ass. And if you don't beat her ass and you come home, I'm going to make you go over there and you're going to beat her up again. You know, and that's what it is. So for me, I'm struggling with that, because I'm trying to show him a better way, and I'm trying to show him words hurt worse. I mean, we witness that every day, that I have to go into battle on the internet or on social media or just in real life. Motherfuckers coming for me for no reason, male, female, doesn't matter. They don't like something that I said about a certain topic or whatever, whatever. And I do this show live. You know, you can call me anytime. I pick up the phone. I don't care. You know, so unless I'm on a roll, then I don't feel like fucking talking. But, you know, I'm not scared of anybody, because I know that verbally I've done my research on what I'm speaking about. So I don't go into a situation without having researched it or, you know, figuring out, you know, what the angle is before I speak on it or have an opinion. So to see my son just being, you know, completely just like exhausted, that it's to the point where now mommy's going to go up to the school every day and I'm going to sit in the hallway. And the teacher's going to be like, well, why are you here? Well, clearly, because somebody's not doing their job. And if my son beats the fuck out of this boy, now you're probably asking yourself, you should get a conference. We tried that. They don't do parent-to-parent conferences anymore, like where I could sit down and say to the parent, you are trash, because clearly what a lot of people don't understand is that when you send your children to school, they are a reflection of you. So although I know my son is not perfect by any motherfucking standard, like when he, you know, we have a, it was a joke that he was saying that the girl that he liked, she didn't like him anymore, and she went and started liking his friend. They confronted my son and told him, we're dating now. And I'm like, y'all are 11 years old. They're not dating. I don't know what you're talking about. It's too much. But anyways, and then I realized that when I was 12, when I was in the seventh grade, is when I had, like, my first crush in junior high school. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess it's on schedule. So everybody thought that it was so comical that my son, when the girl breaks up with his best friend, comes to him and says, hey, you know, I'm not with him anymore. Do you want to be with me? And my son said, no, because you're a trick. Now, I looked at my son, and I'm like, oh, my God, you did not say that. And he goes, yes, I did, because, Mom, she tricked me. She tricked me. She tricked my friend. And I'm like, man, you can't call people, a woman, a trick. That means she's a hoe. And he's like, well, you got to think about it, Mom. He's like, she was liking two people at one time. That kind of is a trick. But let's keep it gangster. I know my son, and I know that when he called her that, he knew exactly what the fuck he was saying. He knew every goddamn thing else. He could tell you what kind of substance is on the moon's surface and Saturn and Uranus and everything else right now. But you mean to tell me that you didn't know when you called her a trick, you were calling her a hoe? Not acceptable. You know, so when I posted it, people are laughing, but I know what my son said. So if I have to sit down with a parent and discuss the fact that your son has spit on my son, okay, he has called him a nigger, an asshole, a faggot, and nigger, asshole, faggot, oh, and a devil. The white kid called my son a devil. Like, are you kidding me? Like, where are you getting this from? And it's funny because they played on the same football team last year. The parents were terrified of me, never looked at me, never said anything. And I was nice as pie to the kid only because I'm looking at the parents like, and I see why he's this way. So it kind of makes you not even care about the kid, but look at the parents like, do you know what the fuck your child is doing? Like, nobody can call me and tell me anything about my motherfucking child that I didn't already know. If you tell me that my child did X, Y, and Z based on the way he's being raised, I could confirm or deny whether he did that or not. And I could tell you why he did it, when he did it, what he said, what he did. Because I'm not one of them, you know, women of Brewster Place ass moms. I'm not one of these moms that's like, no, my child would never. I know exactly what I'm raising. Trust and believe me, if he could fix his face last year to tell me that he wanted an overcoat like the ones he seen when we were in the city at Wall Street, trust me. If he knows what Kenneth Cole's and Cole Hines are, trust me, he knew what he was saying. So for me, I feel like it's the parents' responsibility that you have to understand that when you send your kids to school, when they look raggedy and fucked up, you look raggedy and fucked up. You know, when they are behaving in a certain way, we can pick up, when I look at children, who, you know, what they're seeing in their household, what kind of conversations are being had and things like that. So a lot of people, you know, talk about my decision to not bring men around my child. You know, that's cool that his dad is remarried and all that other stuff, but that's not really what I'm trying to do, because especially little boys, they look at that, and then the way that they treat women is based upon what they see their mother doing. So I can only imagine that this little cretin that he's going to school with, because he's getting on my motherfucking nerves, that he's going to school with, is subjected to, you know, the mother must be subjected to some sort of abuse or some sort of physical abuse. However, I'm not fucking having it. So mommy's going to have to play super bitch and go up to the school. Now, what's funny about this is that when my son's book came out, everybody's like, oh, my God, he wrote a book. Now, my son's book has been in the after-school program, the summer program, you know, by the Department of Health, whatever, whatever. And, you know, his book was there. And it's an excellent tool and resource to get children to talk about their problems, because I'm big on mental health, which is why we started the show Tell the Truth Tuesday, for people to get shit off their chest and then talk about things, because I find that it's helped me with any issues I have with anxiety or if I was depressed, just being able to talk about it. But I'm still, like I said, scratching the surface of the things that really hurt me or the things that really bother me, but just talking about everyday things. So when I found my son's journal a couple years back, he has several journals throughout the house, these amazing stories. And, you know, they'll probably be published later through our company, which is actually his Boom Enterprises. But, you know, I looked at it, and it, you know, it talks about, you know, when his father and I got divorced, and there was a situation that went on with, you know, the new wife and I, and just, you know, the hurt and the things that maybe he didn't talk to me about or that I didn't realize was going on. So he wrote about it. We published it, and there's actually pages in the back for other children to start journaling. And based upon the fact that my mom worked 3 to 11, so I didn't really get to see her, so the shit that was going on with me in everyday life, like when he comes home, he could talk to me, my mom wasn't home. So it's kind of like by the time she got off at 11 o'clock at night, we're either in the bed or whatever happened subsided by now. So, you know, this journal is basically for children to be like, hey, this is what happened to me in school today. You know, I'm going to leave this out so that we can have a conversation about this because I want my parents to be involved in what's going on in my life. Because there's so many new cases of black male suicide that is ridiculous. So you don't know. And so the bullying shit has to stop. You know, my son is a good kid, and I'm not just saying that because he's mine. I'm saying it because he's kind. You know, and I don't want to tell him to beat the fuck out of this little boy because I know that if he does, that 150 pounds is going to, that boy is going to go to the hospital. And I don't want to put that into the universe, but he's going to go to the hospital. Now we have a fucking problem. You understand what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's to the point where I'm like, should I just pull him out of the program now? But then I'm like, I also don't want to teach my son that we're going to back down. Why the fuck should we move? I tried to get this boy kicked out of the fucking program, everything. And the principal at the school is black. So when she found out my son wrote a book, she got a copy of it. She read it. And she was like, I don't think that, yeah, bitch, I didn't think that you did want to distribute it in the class or have it as reading material because it puts you as a principal on blast because you did nothing about this. You did nothing about it. So it's not just little kids or like the little teeny tiny kids that are getting bullied. It's the bigger kids that are getting bullied as well because these kids are looking at him like, you know, they just want you to go David and Goliath on them. You want my son to go Gladiator and 300 on that ass. You really do. You know, and I'm trying to keep him very Martin Luther King because the rest of the family is very Malcolm X. You know, and I'm trying to keep his innocence, but it's like the world just starts fucking shit up and other people are not allowing their kids to be kids and to be innocent. You know, like when my son came to me and told me he liked a little girl, and I'm like, okay, well, do you want to do like a play date? Like, will we, you know, go to the movies, like all of us or something like that? And he's like, no. And I'm like, okay, so what is the importance of her saying that she likes you or whatever, whatever? And I get that this is where young men, especially or grown men, start getting that seal of approval from the opposite sex. You know, they're prepubescent, their hormones are going crazy. So I guess it must have been, you know, a great compliment to him that someone looked at him. And my son has severe eczema. You know, he wears glasses. He's got braces now. You know what I mean? He literally is like little Carlton. You know what I mean? He's very smart. He's very, you know, innovative. He's a great kid. So for me to just see anybody pick on him for any reason, not knowing that his family is a pack of grizzly bears, really bothers me. And it's funny because that particular school knew my mother. My mother would be down there the same shit with my brother because my brother was small when he was younger because he had issues with asthma. So he was on a steroid medication, which stunted his growth. And my son is on a similar cream to help with his eczema because my son is literally allergic to everything outside in the wintertime or in the summertime. So he can't even really go outside and enjoy anything in the summer. So right now I'm just really stuck with saying, go ahead and beat the little kid's ass. You know what I'm saying? Because I truly believe, and I didn't get in many fights when I was in high school. We were the smart kids. We were the athletes. We were, you know, cheerleaders, but it was cool to be a geek. And that's one of the reasons why if we don't end up moving to Texas, if we don't end up moving to Houston next year, my son will go in a private school. And I don't want them to, which costs a lot of goddamn money, which I don't want them to look at his record and say, Jesus, he beat this kid up, broke his face, and put him in the hospital. You know what I mean? Because my family has a hit. Like, my one brother beat somebody into a coma with a fence. You understand what I'm saying? Over his children. You know, something was going on, and she, you know, he beat, you know, this is just what the fuck we do. You know what I mean? Now, I haven't placed hands on anybody in a very, very long time, like years, but I'm just saying, like, when it gets to that point where you can't talk about it anymore and you can't, I just don't want to have to give the okay, because then what's going to happen is that terrible, terrible Scott trait is going to come out, because his father is very laid back. You know, my ex-husband is very laid back. He don't really like to fight, but he don't deal with disrespect at all. Like, if you disrespect, if he even thinks that you said some slick shit to him, he'll be like, who you talking to? But you know what I mean? Like, his father is very much into respect, but because his father is so massive, like, who's going to, you know what I mean, say some shit to a big old Dominican man, that, you know what I'm saying, that looks like a bulldog standing up? Nobody. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that, you know, my son, I'm going to have to just start going up to school. And like I said, look, I'm not above, you know, saying something to somebody's kid if that means that we're going to be able to get a meeting with your parents. Tell your parents I want to talk to you about you being rude to my son. Don't say nothing else to my son. Now, if my son was a bully and an adult addressed my child in that manner, that's the part of it takes a village. People keep fucking forgetting that. Okay, I'm part of a village too. Don't fuck with my kid. Okay, listen, when I say you people, I'm going to be talking to them like they're completely motherfucking crazy because nobody had shit to say to Denise when our kids played on the same football team. They didn't say shit to me. You sit your ass over there in them little foldable chairs, and that's what you do. But this is just getting to the point where they keep brushing these bad behaviors under the rug. This kid's going to grow up and be a goddamn serial killer. And it's going to be y'all fault because y'all kept brushing that shit under the rug. Oh, it's not that big of a deal. Fuck that. I done told y'all a million and one times. That is my kid. And I told them, I left a message with one of the teachers today. I said, y'all don't want me to get the media involved. You don't want me to call the news. You talk about you have a zero tolerance policy for bullies. They just had a episode on Black-ish about the, you know, the N-word. So at this point, I'm at my wit's end. I'm trying to be Martin Luther King, but the Malcolm X finna come out. So mommy's just going to go up to the school every day at 12:30 and sit outside, and I'm going to be a goddamn nuisance to the point where they say, why are you here? You're not supposed to be here. You can't fucking tell me that I can't come up to my son's school and sit in the hallway to make sure that the lunch ladies are doing their job, because apparently when I tell my son tells y'all that this boy is bothering him, y'all don't do shit about it. But I bet you if he took his head and smashed it into a Kool-Aid container, y'all would understand that, because now we have a problem. You see what I'm saying? Spitting, that's he's placed hands on my son, everything. This is over the course of years, and my son has learned that restraint. In a minute, I really just feel like the Jesus is telling me to let him unleash the flying motherfucking monkeys. But again, this is his academic career. This is not the second or third grade. This is the sixth grade. I don't want him, you know, and academically, he's, you know, in order for you to be in these classes, you have to keep above an 85 average. I tried to get the little motherfucker kicked out the class because they're all in enrichment classes, which means that there's no place else. Trust me, I know some of y'all are like, put him in another class. There is no other enrichment class. There's one for each grade. So all the kids grow up in the same, you know what I mean, in the same pod, pretty much. It's like they're in the witness protection program. So y'all going to have to pray for me to any, you know, deity that y'all pray to, because I'm just trying really, really, really hard to keep from, you know, going off. And again, like I said, the principal is Black. I'm going to be up there tomorrow to say, I done told y'all 10 times, you know what I'm saying, that I don't want them, you know, near each other. Letters have been written. And I keep documentation of everything. I'm a writer. That's what I do. You know, but I just feel like these people have gotten to a place where you guys are raising your kids and you don't understand. Like, I cringe when I see some of your daughters taking pictures with the hand on the hips and shit like that. I remember my mother would come and punch me dead in my goddamn arm, dead in my arm, if I put my hand on her hip. She'd be like, what's that? I'd be like, I'm just putting, no, you don't do that. You ain't got no goddamn hips. You ain't grown. You know what I mean? My mom just did not play that shit. You know what I mean? So everybody, you know, raises their children differently, but at the end of the day, y'all gotta, you know, you gotta get your fucking shit together. You know what I mean? Your kid coming to school, calling people out their name and all type of crazy shit. I'm telling you right now, if my son smacked the fuck out your kid with a book, I don't want to fucking hear shit. Because you know what a Black parent gonna tell you? Well, if you gonna fight him, you better beat the hell out of him and make it worth the suspension. Dead serious. But, you know, I'm just on the verge of just being, you know, just trying to keep him where he keeps brushing it off. But after so long, it's just like, how much more can you take? People fucking snap. You know what I mean? So I don't understand how you can speak like that in front of your kids and, you know, have them come to school and embarrass the fuck out of you. One of the reasons I used to get my ass whooped if I did or said some fuck shit at school is my mom be like, y'all out here fucking embarrassing us. you got us as a family, like it was like a squad. My mom's like, you got us out here looking fucking crazy. You know, so you getting fucked up for that. You know, not because you did X, Y, and Z, but because you got me out here embarrassed. You know what I mean? But hopefully y'all could pray for me that I don't send my son to school and tell him to exact revenge of the flying monkeys. And we're going to leave the show with Notorious B.I.G., Bone Thugs and Harmony. Shout out to Wednesday Adams. She just did a show with them with the sponsor Under Armour over here at the Rapids Theater. And she opened up for Bone Thugs and Harmony when they were here 2 weeks ago. So shout out to Wednesday Adams. Niagara Falls, very own 716. And I am out.
Doesn't it seem hard to you? Been come through with mobs and crews. Good fellas down to the moon.